Sai's Glory, His Divine Story, every Thursday on Morning Glory. Catch the vibe with me, Karuna Munshi, on Radio Sai's Thursday Live on Asia Stream at 9:40 a.m.
Tune into Sai.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Stay tuned. Om Shri Sai Ram. Loving salutations at the lotus feet of Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba, the love of our lives, the wind beneath our wings and the beat of our hearts, the rhythm of the universe and the current that keeps it in motion alive to the minutest atom. Good morning, dear listeners, and welcome to Morning Glory on Thursday Live. We are coming to you from our Asia stream right here in Prashanthi Nilayam, India, the spiritual capital of the universe, where thousands of hearts are still humming Om Namah Shivaya and experiencing a high after the spiritually charged Shivratri that we celebrated in Prashanthi over the past 2 days with overnight vigil and uninterrupted worship of Lord Shiva. My name is Karuna and I'm honored to be hosting Morning Glory, and I thank you for staying with us on this auspicious day, Thursday, the day of our Sadguru Sai Nath, on February the 19th, 2015. The time in the ashram right now is exactly 41 minutes past 9 a.m. Indian Standard Time. Current weather conditions in Prashanthi are easy, breezy, pleasant and pleasing and just about perfect, except for that generous dose of warmth that Mr. Golden Sun is showering upon us in the afternoons these days. Our temperatures are still in the very comfortable range of mid-30s in the afternoon to low-20s overnight, that is in Celsius, with a mix of sun and cloud, but more sun than cloud these days. Today on Morning Glory, I have for you part 2 of our Tryst with Divinity conversation with Professor M. Nanjundaya. Dear brothers and sisters, this is a 6-part interview, and every part, in my humble opinion, is a gem that posterity will treasure forever and ever. So please, stay with us for the entire show as this interview will come up in the second half. But first, right here, right now, I'm pleased to welcome a studio guest who is again a senior member of Team Radio Sai, and we will have a live conversation with him. My guest, Mr. Suresh Rao Savkur, has already been featured on Tryst with Divinity, and there is already a Tryst with Divinity conversation with him in our repository. But since he has much more to share in terms of experiences as well as wisdom, we have invited him to the studio this morning. Sai Ram, sir, and welcome to Morning Glory.
Sai Ram, Karuna, thank you.
It's great to have you, sir. Yeah. Now, while your Tryst with Divinity was very well received by our listeners, today we thought we'll cover the remaining ground, the experiences that we might have missed out in the earlier interview. So let me begin by going back to the year 1982 when you were working with Baba Atomic Research Center, or BARC, and Bhagwan came to Anushakti Nagar there in Mumbai. What was that about? What was that experience like?
Yes, yes. That was a very wonderful experience we had. Firstly, how the trip was arranged to BARC, and one of my colleagues, Dr. Muralidhar Rao, who worked on the planetarium here, he was instrumental in bringing Swami there, getting permission from Dr. Raja Ramana, who was the director of BARC. And for that, he had to shuttle between Dharmakshetra and BARC to communicate with Indulal Shah at one end and Raja Ramana at the other. And this, but he proved successful, and finally we got permission for Swami to visit BARC.
Must have been quite a feat, considering you were inviting a person known for his spiritual views to the hub of scientific intelligence in Mumbai.
Yes, that is why it was so sensitive and
I can imagine.
Handled with some caution.
I can imagine.
Raja Ramana, P.K. Iyengar, they are all top scientists of the country. And Padma Bhushan, Padma Vibhushan, and yes, all those titles they have been having. And unfortunately, Raja Ramana had an engagement on that day at IIT Bombay, so he could not be present. But P.K. Iyengar and the other scientists, group scientists, were present. And Swami came as usual at around 3 p.m. This was in 1982, I think.
Yes, that's
and,
right.
He was taken around by the group. I mean, he materialized Vibhuti and handed over Vibhuti to all the group scientists, the group directors present. And then he was taken around to all the various departments. And he had some comments to make. And then he came out, and that is when he went to Anushaktinagar, where we were the residents of BRC colony. And in Anushaktinagar, I was more or less in charge of the arrangements, the stage and the mics and the pendals. And we had a big crowd, mostly the families of these scientists. And Swami came and there was one small incident I want to mention here. For the stage, we wanted a throne-like chair for Swami, see, because we didn't have anything very good, you know. And so myself and one Mr. K.V.R. Rao, who was the Samiti member, we went to a shop outside Chembur looking for a beautiful chair to be placed. This was around 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and Swami was expected by 4, so we had to rush. And when we went there, they had a nice chair which we could have got, but then the manager of the store had gone for lunch. And he said, he'll come at 2:30. I said, my God, we have to wait for 2:30, that we won't have the time. We have to make arrangements. And myself and K.V.R. Rao were just wondering, just praying to Swami. And next minute, that man returns with his car to the shop, having two people pushing the car in.
Oh, his car got stalled.
It seems when on his way out, the car got stalled. And he could not start it again. And he got hold of some two laborers and they pushed him back to the shop. And that's how we managed to get the throne from him at around 1:30. And we brought it back to the Anushaktinagar and placed it on the stage and decorated it. That was one beautiful incident we had.
Powerful prayers, I guess. And I think the following year too, 1983, Swami came to Dharmakshetra once again, and there was some interaction during the Balvikas drama.
Oh yes, yeah. My wife and myself, we were having these Balvikas classes in our houses. We had group 2, group 3, and we had planned a program for our annual Balvikas day in Chembur. And Nimish Pandya happened to be there with Kamala Pandya. And he liked one of those dramas so well that he said we should do it in front of Swami. He's coming next month. And we planned it that way. That Balika's drama was on, you might have heard about the court jester. The story of the court jester and the king. And this was the drama we made. And it was to be played at Dharmakshetra the following week. And as we were preparing and we were in the green room making up the students, the children for the drama, you see. And Swami, Raja Reddy, Indulal Shah all happened to arrive. And they were sitting out. Suddenly Swami got up and came into the green room. not on the stage, but in the green room where we were all hurrying up with the makeup and all. And we were a little shocked and stopped, but then he put us all at ease. He started talking to each of the boys who were acting, some 7 or 8 boys were there. And to each one of them he asked a beautiful question and made everybody laugh. For example, our Jambunathan was there, Satya. He was made a king, the king in that court jester's drama. Swami came and said, "What are you?" He said, "I am the king." Swami said, "Of which country?" So he had no reply because the story didn't tell about which country and which town and all kingdoms. Then he went to the ministers of the king, you know, and he asked, "What are you?" He said, "I am a minister." He said, "Are you ordinary minister or cabinet minister?" And that boy was stumped. He couldn't. Then he came to my son who was playing the role of a sannyasi who sings Bhajagovindam there. And he said, "What are you?" He said, "I am a sannyasi." And Nimish Pandya was standing next to him. I hope he doesn't feel offended when I say this. Swami said, "Do sannyasis get married?" He said, no. Then he pointed out Nimish Pandya and he said, see, this man says he's a sannyasi, but he's going to get married soon. And so everybody was in laughing all the time. And that's how we enjoy the green room drama before the final drama.
The behind-the-scenes drama.
Behind the scenes.
You've also had an experience with Swami where he visited you as a little boy of 8. What was that all about?
Yeah, right. That was way back in 1969 when my neighbor's daughter was to get married in Bandra, in Bombay, Bandra. And being very close to them, we had a good acquaintance with all the relatives and friends, etc. And I was there at the gate welcoming people, the guests arriving for the program, for the wedding. It was evening, lunch, dinner time actually. And I was suddenly surprised to see a young little boy, brown skin, with a mop of hair, no footwear, dressed in ordinary schoolboy's dress, you know, not very starched or iron, plain clothes, coming into the gate. And I was amazed to see him. I saw that from his eyes that he had a great look of power in them and full of charm. The face was full of charm. I said, this is not an ordinary boy, to myself. And so I welcomed him. He came in. It was about time for dinner. So I said, please come and have dinner. And I accompanied him to the seats there. And he sat in the first corner seat and I sat next to him. And I was a little bit nervous to talk to him because there seemed to be an aloofness, you know, and a grandeur about him, which, in fact, if he had allowed me, I would have probably hugged him. But there was not that kind of closeness to be seen. And I sat there and I was looking at him and he was, whether he knows Konkani, because we speak Konkani. And he didn't look like a Konkani boy, but South Indian boy. And then while the server was serving him food, I asked him in English only about the food and how he felt. And he replied in Konkani.
Oh.
And he said, the dal does not have a sufficient salt. That's one solid statement. The dal, you know, what you mean is salt is less in the dal. And that he said in Konkani. I was surprised.
He was reading your thoughts.
Yeah. And then he started eating and he hardly took two morsels. And I also had just started. And when I looked next, he was disappeared. He had disappeared.
You didn't see him walk out?
No. I immediately got him and went to the wash basin side to see if he is there. But nobody is there. He has just vanished into thin air.
Wow.
And nobody else seemed to have noticed him except me who was sitting next to him.
That was a very special darshan for you.
It was a special darshan. Oh. I could talk to him and...
If I were you, I would have still gone ahead and hugged him. I don't know why you held back, sir. My yeah. God, especially since you were conscious this was a special...
Yes, wow.
Most people have this experience and they don't quite realize till afterwards, but you recognized, you were very fortunate you recognized him right at the gate itself.
Yeah, so I went, that's why I accompanied him to the food and sat along with him.
That was good thinking.
But wow. That's still a feeling that I could have done something.
My God. Now, so one time your friend, you were telling me there was a very expensive camera that a friend of yours had in Parthi. And
yes,
there was some problem with it. What happened?
Yeah, one Mr. Gandhi from Vijayawada had come. And this was my first visit to Parthi in 1965. He had brought an expensive Japanese camera, borrowed from some uncle of his, just to take some photographs in Parthi. In those days, there were no houses or apartments, even some only one shed or something. And we used to sleep under the trees. And the tree which we were sleeping was right closest to Swami's Prashanti Nilayam Ashram residence. So we put up some night, we put some chadars and we were sleeping there. And he was a little apprehensive with this camera because all in the open. and there is no way to keep it safely. Unfortunately, when he got up in the morning and opened his bag, the camera was missing. And we searched around and asked a few people and all, but no news. So he was very much agitated. He was of my age only, and that time we were hardly 20, 21, I think. And then 9 o'clock, Swami comes out for darshan on the balcony. He looked at both of us. He was standing close to that darshan, and looked at him and said, "Where is your camera? Where is your camera?" That man said, "Swami, it's missing." Swami smiled, and then he gave darshan to the others. And he used to go from one end of the corner to the other for his coffee in the morning. So that's the time when we used to get good darshan. Mm. And then we didn't know what would happen, because Swami knows about it. And he was the one, it seems he was the top security man also there. At that time there was no security in charge or anything. And after an hour, Swami again comes on the balcony and says, "Come and pick your camera." This man is shocked. And he goes there, and Swami's assistant brings down the camera and gives it to him at the door. And later on he asked this man, what happened, how did it come there to Swami? He said, "Swami told me that one particular person has stolen his camera, he's at the bus stand. Go and pick him and bring him back." And this man rushed there. He had got the identification about his looks and all. So he told him, "Swami wants you," and he brought him back. And he came to Swami, and then Swami asked him, and he gave the camera, and he fell flat on Swami's feet and repented for having taken it. So, and that's how that camera had came back to Swami.
We all need someone to look out for us like that, don't we? Wow, that's so incredible that Swami averted a big unpleasant experience for this person by physically interceding. We know of him doing, you know, all kinds of time, space, quantum mechanism by just making things dematerialize and materialize, but to actually grab the culprit and have him come back, and a lesson for the culprit as well.
Oh, yes.
For the person who knew how kind and caring Swami is, your friend, Mr. Gandhi.
Yeah, those days the crowds were less.
Yes.
Swami took personal interest in many of these matters.
We can hardly now think, seeing the crowds this past 2 days in Prashanthi Nilayam, thousands and thousands and thousands pouring every single day for Mahashivratri. We can't imagine those days in 1960s where...
Yes, when there must have been some 300, 400 people
those days,
in darshan time.
I know, and this time, right, this past weekend, we must have had hundreds of thousands.
Oh, yes.
It was so busy in Prashanthi.
Crowd.
Very big Mahashivratri this year. Yes. Now, in 1994, I believe you came here with 8 Balvika students, and you had quite an experience in your return journey by Indian Railways.
Right. That is most unexpected, because we had come for 4 days, I think. And Swami gave us a nice darshan and went around, and we could take Pad Namaskar and all. But on the final day we were to leave, Swami gave me at least a hard look, very serious. And I was wondering what it means. And unfortunately, when we went to the bus stand to catch the bus for Dharmavaram station, the conductor there told the train for Bombay is cancelled last minute because of some accident on the route and the diversion of the train. So it was not going to touch Dharmavaram. And we were there with 8 children, and not too much of money either, because the money had already been... He gave us a refund. We got the refund from the ticket collectors for the train journey. And somebody suggested, why not go to Bangalore and from Bangalore catch a direct bus to Bombay, because otherwise it's not here possible. So we rushed to Bangalore in a bus. We came to Bangalore and we looked for tickets to Bombay. But last minute, it's not easy to get tickets to direct.
And so many, 8 children and adults.
Yeah. So we got a bus to Hubli, I think, part of the way. So we took that bus, went to Hubli, And from Hubli we took another bus to Pune, and from Pune we took another bus to Bombay. So four buses we had to catch. And we didn't have enough money. We collected all the money that the children had also. And finally when we reached home, my pockets were empty. Our pockets were almost empty. See? And we had just enough to reach home. That was a great adventure for our boys mostly. We had 6 boys and 2 girls actually. And that was a great experience for all of them and also for us, that life can have so many such incidents happening which are not really looked out for. That is the main incident.
And I guess when he gave you that hard look, Swami knew what was ahead of you. But then he also saw you through it, despite, because you were in charge, you were responsible for the safety of these children whose parents had trusted them with you.
Yes, yes. And Swami has ways of putting you in a challenging position, and seeing that you go through the grind.
and make it at the end.
Make it at the end successfully.
Yeah, that is a story I hear a lot from all the guests. Like, life is not necessarily going to be smooth, but we don't know how much worse it could have been. At least he made sure that you got the right guidance. And through by dividing your journey into 4 installments of bus, 4 bus rides, you managed to get everybody safely home.
Wow. And not only that, some of the buses, we couldn't get seats, so we had to take an air-conditioned bus, which cost more. And it was the month of December. We were all shivering in the bus.
And paying so much for it.
And paying, overpaying for it.
Yeah.
And it all ended up finally, smoothly.
So in your spiritual journey that began with Satya Sai Baba, there is a very interesting part around 1978-79. Yeah. It was Swami who led you to a realized master, Sri Nisargaji Maharaj of Mumbai. How did that happen? How did that little side story with Sri Nisargaji Maharaj begin?
Oh yes, that was a great experience in the sense. See, before that, in 1969, Swami came to Dharmakshetra and he mentioned to Indubai and some of the Samiti members, there is a Jnani in Bombay who is a Pan Bidi shop owner. If possible, you bring him here. I want to bless him. And Indubai and some of these other Samiti members thought about it, and they finally couldn't find out who this man was, because so many Pan Bidi shops in the poor localities and all are there. And it was given up. And Swami also didn't press for it, I think. But it was only after a couple of years, because after that we came to know that there is a Pan Bidi shop owner in Khetwadi Lane, that is near Grand Road area, which is a very poor area, almost like slum area. And he is a Jnani. So immediately it struck me that this is what Swami was talking about, and with a friend I went to meet him there. And when I went, I was surprised to see that outside his door, which was a very ramshackle building, you know, about to fall apart, you may say, there was a queue of foreigners. Some Japanese, some French, some German, some Englishman, American, waiting to get an audience with him. And this man is hardly a 6th standard. Drop out. He can speak only colloquial Marathi and no other language. And he sells bidi, that is Indian cigarettes with and paan for
betel leaf.
Yeah, betel leaf. That most of the, every corner in Bombay, every street corner used to have those paan. And that is what amazed me. I said, he's like a bee, he's like a flower, lotus flower in a ditch. And all the bees are swarming to him. And that impressed me a lot. And I went in, and after that I had a series of meetings with him for next 2-3 years. And he gave some wonderful, I had wonderful dialogues with him. In fact, when I first went to him, I said, "Sir, Satya Sai Baba has said that some 6 years back that there is a Pan Bidi shop owner who is a Jnani." "Oh, is it?" he said. And then I asked him, "Sir, do you know about Satya Sai Baba?" He said, "I know about Shirdi Sai Baba, but not much about Satya Sai Baba." At another point, when I was talking, he was talking Vedanta mostly, Advaita, Shuddha Advaita Vedanta. I said, Satya Sai Baba also says this, means to corroborate what he has said. When I said this 3 or 4 times, quoting Satya Sai Baba, he flared up. He said, if you want to quote Satya Sai Baba, then you must ask Satya Sai Baba what he means. Something like that. And I said, but I consider you and Satya Sai Baba as one. Because you are all at that level. then you are on the right track, he said, in Marathi. So we had a lot of such interactions. Another time he asked me, some question. And I said, who am I? And he immediately responded, hold on to it. But whatever reply you get from your consciousness, you are not that. And it was at a who am I level of Ramana Maharshi, and neti neti principle of Jnana Yoga, not this, not this, not eliminating everything. So we had wonderful conversations with him at that level. Another time I said, Swami, how to get rid of ignorance, ajnana? He said, since when are you having this ajnana? I said, why? Right from the time of birth. And he said, oh, you talk the language taught to you by your mother, but I speak the language you spoke before you were born. Mm-hmm. So that really knocked me out. Mm. And so on, we had so many beautiful conversations. And I was happy that I could meet him, because after that he had developed cancer and he passed away also. Mm-hmm. He was smoking bidis mm-hmm. and led to cancer maybe. Mm-hmm. And I was amazed that some of these foreigners used to come to him with big drawings and plans. They wanted to set up an ashram for him on the outskirts of Bombay. They were ready to spend $1 million. Mm-hmm. But he just poo-pooed all of that. He was not at all interested in setting up those things. That shows that he was at a very high level of realization where, you know, these worldly things don't matter at all. And he continued to live like a pauper all his life in that building. And then he passed away. And then his son is still doing that, Pan Bidi Shah, after that. Sometime. Then of course I lost track what happened.
Yeah, even the books or the literature connected with him, with Sadhguru Nisargadji Maharaj, it's very profound and deep. It's all based on I am that kind of principle.
Right.
All Mahavakyas. All the Mahavakyas. And as Swami said, he was a Jnani or an enlightened soul. Yeah. He truly was. Yeah. That is wonderful. Now, obviously, having come into contact with such a self-realized soul, it helped you to cement your relationship with Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba as well, because it enhanced your understanding of what Swami stood for. And and after the Mahasamadhi, I understand your connection with Swami has not particularly altered. The grace is continuing to flow from your Sadguru. Yes. Can you share any instance?
Yes, it happened. That is a wonderful thing, which was most unexpected after Swami's departure from the body. It was July of 2014, that is last Guru Purnima, maybe 15 days before the Guru Purnima. I had a dream in which Swami appeared to be on a stage like Purnachandra with thousands of audience sitting in front of him. And I am there kneeling down by his side with a basket. And I am asking Swami, what should I do with this? He said, distribute the watches to the canteen staff. I was a little amazed because I myself didn't know what is there in this
basket.
I said, sir, which canteen? Because I know about 3 canteens are there.
And your wife works in one of them.
Yeah. So is it the South Indian canteen? I asked. And he said, yes. And so 22 people, he said, mentioned twice, 22. Uh-huh. So I was sure that I have to give 22 wristwatches. So next day morning I went to the canteen, South Indian canteen, met the manager, Chandrasekhar. And I asked him, sir, how many people do you have on your canteen staff? He pulled out his muster, looked up the names, counted the names, and said, 22. And so I knew that this is the right thing what Swami has mentioned. And I decided to, I talked to him and I said, this is what the dream has told me about, Swami has told me. He said, we'll go and talk to the trustees, some of the trustees, take their permission and then go ahead. Mm-hmm. So we went and met some of the trustees, including our Sadhana Trust, who is in charge of canteen cells. And then Chandrasekhar said he knows about Titan watches, because Swami has earlier got Titan watches and distributed it to the college student. So we decided to go to the Titan manufacturers. We managed to get good watches, gold band and gold wrist, gold plated and things like that, and each costing something like around 1800 or something. And we ordered them, and they parceled it beautifully as a gift wrapping, with gift wrapping, 22 gift wrapping. And they sent it to us by then with their man in another week's time or so. And it was right in, just in time for the Guru Purnima. And we distributed it on the previous day of Guru Purnima in the canteen. And the staff members were so happy. They were also surprised that Swami has sent them a gift. And there were two ladies also among them. So we, apart from 22 Jed, so for them we gave some saris, from some silk saris. And then we had expected one of the trustees to come and do it. But you know, Guru Purnima, they are so busy that we don't get them to come. Mm-hmm. So I decided to hand it over ourselves.
Maybe that was what Swami wanted, because in the dream you were holding the basket and getting it blessed.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And for him to think of such detail about his staff, even after he's not around physically, he's still caring for us. It must have been so reassuring for the staff at the South Indian Canteen.
Oh, yes.
Swami thought of the exact number and told you what to give them.
Yes.
Well, I hope Swami gives you another beautiful dream very, very soon and tells you to give us bundles of his grace at Radio Sai. The exact number and big, huge bundles of grace, and then, you know, your wife and you can come along and shower them on our heads.
I think Swami has already given enough grace and is going to continue to giving grace on to Radio Sai, no doubt about it.
Yes, that is true, and we are extremely grateful for that. And we are also very grateful to have had you on the show, sir.
Oh,
it's been a great pleasure, and I think everybody who's listening, you have given them a lot to think about. So I thank you so much for your presence.
Oh, thank you, Karuna. It's indeed a great bliss for us to be speaking on Swami.
Truly.
Who is the Lord of the universe. And I mean it literally, not in full sense of the term. He is the Lord of the universe and also the King of Kings for me and for you.
Yes, truly.
Yes, thank you, sir.
Sai Ram.
Sai Ram. Thank you.
Thank you. So, dear listeners, I'm sure Mr. Suresh Rao Savkur of Radio Sai has given you much to think about. Please share your thoughts, comments and suggestions about this live studio conversation by emailing us at listener@radiosai.org. And now, it is time for our feature presentation, which is part two of my Tris with Divinity interview with Professor M. Nanjundaya. There is much to learn and even more to observe from Mr. Nanjundaya's wisdom, insights and experiences. Just stay open and take it all in is all I can say. Here is part two, Trist with Professor M. Nanjundaya, for your listening pleasure and your inspiration. So if we go back to the incident in Kashmir, where one of the members of the entourage that Baba took with him developed a doubt.
Yes.
His doubt was based on Swami's behavior or interaction with someone where he came across as human.
Exactly. Exactly.
Like he'll ask obvious questions, what's your name, where did you come from, and stuff like that.
More serious probably.
Mm-hmm.
Not merely this kind of thing, involving certain amount of righteousness and morality, which we don't understand.
This is baffling for many.
Yes.
Isn't it?
Yes. So this is happening for many. Absolutely, it is not unnatural to happen. because their stage is that they cannot see things properly.
The Swami says, to understand me, you have to become me. So if we are at that level,
that's it.
Don't judge everything from a human perspective.
Yes, yes. He is God. He see, all the things come on account of our identifying ourselves with the body.
But isn't Swami supposed to be the perfect role model? The way he conducts himself?
100% perfect role model. Hmm. But he has the freedom to test you. He has the freedom to test you. He has the freedom to behave the way that he wants, leading other people to understand him. That is where certain axiom. One axiom is, Swami is total perfection, total purity, 100% purity. No compromise with that. Whatever Swami does, we will never question that. It will never contradict the purity. That is where నేను అర్థం చేసుకునేదానికి ప్రయత్నం చేయాలా. దట్ ఈస్ వై ఐ కాల్ ఇట్ మంత్ర. ఇస్ నాట్ దిస్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ డిఫికల్ట్ కాంప్లెక్స్ థింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ ఫిలాసఫీ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్. నాట్ దాట్ దాట్ యూ కెన్ అండర్స్టాండ్. బట్ వన్ డెఫినెట్ థింగ్ అబౌట్ గాడ్ ఈస్, ఫర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్, దేర్ వాజ్ వన్ గురు, హీ హ్యాడ్ ఎ డిసైపుల్. హీ ఆస్క్డ్ వన్ ఆఫ్ ది డిసైపుల్స్, there were some children playing. He asked the disciple to catch hold of the one child, cut his throat, bury it. He did everything. Parents came in search of the child. Guru said, this fellow has killed and he is buried. Take it out. They took out the child. He brought him back to life. They were about to beat him. He said, don't do that. Tests are sometimes very severe. You want your PhD degree, but your standard is fifth standard, seventh standard. How are you going to get it? Spirituality is not, yes, so long as you have that innocence, that purity and that love and that surrender to Swami. Surrender means surrendering the mind. No judgment of yours. Whatever Swami has, that is not generally given to all. Occasionally, certain things may spill out and they may cause confusion. He doesn't do that at all. He is perfect. Even for example, for you say, because there he is dealing with millions of people from lower KG to for fifth standard, sixth standard, that is all that there he cannot give such lessons. But he has the freedom to book three zeros. He takes away all your property, all your wealth. You are a broke, no wealth. He takes you away from all your relatives and friends. No friend, no relative. He takes away all your name, reputation. You get a bad name. Are you willing? That is the stage. Not for me. Not for you. But that is where people run away, because there is some kind of innate, subtle feeling that they are the body. We are not the body. We are really God. We refuse to believe it. We don't want to believe it. We are playing this game and there is joy in this game. We don't want to give up this game of life.
So this young person who came to you with the doubt, he was not convinced by your explanation?
No, I mentioned only, he did not discuss all these things.
Uh-huh.
But because you asked me, yeah, to do that, I'm just telling.
I see. And then what happened as a result of it?
What happened, those people, one ignorant person speaking to another ignorant person, and the total accumulation goes on.
I see.
And they decided they want to leave Swami.
Okay.
And he comes here from Vrindavan to Parthi. They had a meeting.
Mm.
They decided to leave. And he comes back there.
Mm.
Evening, Swami was sitting relaxing in a sofa.
Mm.
In that room, Vrindavan Swami's erstwhile bungalow.
Yes.
there is one entry from the back side.
Right.
From the back side you could come, without coming through the front door you could come and meet Swami. So he comes during that period through that door.
In Vrindavan, not in Parthi.
No, in Vrindavan.
Right.
In Vrindavan. Mm. And with so much of humility, more than half bent, Swami, 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 he comes. But they have decided to leave.
Mm. So they're just putting on this act in front of Swami.
Do you know what Swami did?
Mm.
Swami, who was reluctant like that, he got up as if he was showing so much of respect. Hari, come aya, how, he said.
Mm. When did you come? Come along.
Come along, come along.
Mm.
If you pretend, I can pretend.
He is a reflection, reaction, design. Yeah. He is a mirror.
He is not always reflection, reaction. He is your guide, he is your mother, therefore you are saved. If only becomes reflection, reaction, that is where more than mother is guru. Guru has the love of a mother, wisdom of a father, and the extraordinary compassion of God. Therefore, he just shows that.
So what did Swami say to him after? What did this person say to Swami after he came all bending and saying, Swami, Swami?
No, the other things, they never entered into me. I don't remember now.
But you said, you know, that Swami would not tolerate lies. He
yes.
Did not.
No, not this gentleman.
Okay.
There was another instance.
So this person after...
Yes, they left.
They left.
They left.
Did Swami react to their leaving?
No. In fact, Swami is God. You have to understand God's compassion, God's patience, God's forbearance, God's love for you, only in a situation. All of them came, told Swami, Swami, we want to go, we want to have an interview with you. Swami gave an interview. They asked, why do you do this, Swami, etc. Swami said, you don't understand certain things. I said, what can I tell you? You'll understand. So, no, Swami, we want to go, go. In fact, the same person, a few years back, told me, sir, get permission from Swami. I want to go to Bombay and work there for 4-5 years. Earn money. Give as a corpus to my mother. I don't have a father. I don't want her to work. Afterwards, I'll come back and join the faculty. I went to Swami.
This is prior to this incident.
Long prior. A few years before that.
Hmm.
Then I went to Swami and just told Swami, Swami, what? So-and-so want to go and work there. He doesn't have a father. Mother is working. Here, his income doesn't allow him to send money there. So he wants to do that. He wants your permission, Swami. Swami, after a few seconds of silence, said, ask him to go. After a gap of few seconds, he said, he will not come back. He asked him to go. He will not come back. I was shocked. The whole audience would clap and applaud him when he speaks such a person to train whom Swami has invested so much of his time, so much of his love, and goes away now. What about our college? My pretty fellow. Muted mind. My college.
Yeah.
As what? If he goes in, what will happen? Nothing will happen. Let him go.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Swami. But you have fed him with so much of nectar.
Mm.
Should there not be gratitude? Swami said, look here. I am not concerned with his gratitude. I am concerned with only my own love for them. I have my love, I give it. And I don't expect anything in return. It is up to him. Look here. I am a ocean. One drop less, one drop more doesn't affect me. I am always full. During the winter, during the rainy season, rains come, rivers flow. The ocean is full. During summer, ice melts, rivers flow. It is full. Always full, I am full. I am not affected. And he held his hands like this and told me, cautioned me, you should not waver like this. Be steady. So the same person.
So these people left Swami and...
Left Swami.
And Swami was unaffected by the departure.
Absolutely unaffected. Absolutely unaffected. But he plays. He would not look... One thing about Swami is... I'll tell you that also. I asked one question, there is a reply. After this I will tell you if you remind me about it. Exactly appropriate things will flow from Swami spontaneously at any time. Nothing more, nothing less. Suppose he wants you to feel comfortable and think free to speak to him, not suffer from that kind of awe and that kind of fear which Arjuna suffered when he saw the cosmic form, please Sujitra, become my friend, he said. So, just spontaneously he responds. At no point of time should be judged, he might be like this, he is judging like... No. Accept it. Accept it. That is one thing. See, for people who are very close to Swami, physically, it's a great chance, a great training, a great test, and a great opportunity. It's not that, it's a package. It's a package.
Is it scary to be so close?
No, not at all. My God, that's where I'm telling. He makes you feel so comfortable.
So how did you lose your fear? You asked me to remind you that you used to be very fearful of Baba and then he made it disappear, all
yes.
The fear.
No.
How did that come
before
about?
Before I came to Swami, I had fear. That fear never came. I mean, once that fear left me, I never suffered from it. I was so free. I asked the question, Swami, you, when you are speaking public discourse, it was a thunderous outflow. It was oration. But then when you come behind the screen, when you talk to us, it looks as though that person was different and this person is different, Swami. Mm-hmm. How does that happen? I asked Swami. I had this much of freedom.
I see.
And then Swami said, he knows the answer must be suitable to me. Ariyatle, it is like that. Whenever I want, whatever I want, wherever I want, whatever quantity is, it automatically comes to me. There it comes to me, here it is not there.
So depending on the need of the situation.
That's it, that's it. His responses are always not rehearsed responses. Spontaneous but perfect responses.
What the occasion and the situation.
Yes. And the certain things, constant things which you should have in Swami is that perfect faith, 100% faith and trust and love. You should at no point of time take upon yourself to judge Swami, to interpret Swami.
But didn't Swami also say that come and taste me, test me and then believe me?
Yes. Taste that way at a particular level, it is total love. Then he is not putting you to any test.
But he said you can test and taste, test and taste and then decide.
Oh yes. That one, but once you have tasted.
Then stay on the path.
Accepted fully and say that you are surrendered. What nonsense is it to say that you are surrendered when you still judge him?
Mm-hmm.
When you tell that he should not do this, he should not do
decide
that?
Decide for him how he should behave.
Yes.
Or act himself.
Yes.
Act out.
So that is not correct. That cannot happen.
I see. So during your tenure, you've been with Swami actively since 1973. 41 years of closeness to Swami. You must have seen many people come and, rise as stars, get close to Swami and then fall by the wayside.
Oh, yes. That was my tragedy. I used to cry.
You used to feel so sad?
So sad when people go away.
But then Swami didn't show much emotion.
Absolutely no.
What did you make of their journey? What did you make of this
whole? There are certain things. We don't have patience to understand. We have limited knowledge, we say that we know the end of the wisdom. For example, Chine Punya Marti Loke Visanti, the merits are exhausted, he'll be thrown out, will be kicked out and all sorts of wrong thoughts come.
When the balance of good karma in your bank is done.
Yes, yes. That's why Swami once told me, Nanjundaya, tank lo neelu undayani, tap lo neelu varutupothe, last ki nee chikkedi mannu. It's a lot of force. Nanjundaya, if you think that there is water in the tank, and go on using water in the tap, finally you get only mud there. So he said that you should be filling the tank with water and using. Should not continuously use without filling. So you should fill, then use.
Right.
That's where continuous sadhana is required.
Mm-hmm.
We can't say that I made so much of sacrifices, this, that, etc. Therefore, no, no. This is until you realize and experience the bliss, the truth, and the love of God. That is the only proof of your being God. It's a long, long, long journey. But then, one should never be discouraged because there is no other way. The inevitable destiny of every human being is to become God, Swami says. The inevitable destiny of every human being is to become God.
Now, all this delusion that some people suffer from, all that doesn't have any relevance today because we don't have physical Swami with us.
Yes.
Isn't it?
Yes.
But looking back, are you saying that all those who were close to him physically,
yes,
who had access to Baba physically,
yes,
they were always aware and cautious of this fact that Swami was the all-knowing God? Did they always remember this fact, in your opinion, that they were dealing with pure divinity?
Shall I answer honestly? No, no. Because what happens when they came, certainly that is the feeling. No doubt about it. They know 100% of Swami is God. But unless you have maintained that purity, unless you do sadhana, spiritual sadhana, your vision gets blurred. How Swami appears depends upon the capacity of your vision. He doesn't want to shock you. If you are so ignorant, he will look like an ordinary human being. It depends upon what you think of Swami. So this is where, while it is a privilege, there is a responsibility of continuously doing sadhana. Otherwise, how could some people who have spent their life loved Swami for such a long time going away from Swami? Swami physically tells, hey, don't go, don't go. Without you, I'll be helpless. He tells. These are the words. How will you say? That is Maya. He can't talk to you in a different way. If you are pure now, he will take upon himself. He will save you. From any fall, he will save you.
I thought he didn't. He was unperturbed if people left him. You're saying he told them
100%. He is unperturbed.
But then why did
he plays roles. He plays a human role. That is where people who are there, Swami, should just say they fall into the trap there. He can even bring tears in his eyes. No, no, no. He can never be imperfect. Your love is unconditional, unqualified love.
Where do you get all this, so much of confidence in what you're saying?
Yes.
That Swami is perfect, Swami is purest of love, He is the highest of divinity. Having yourself been so close, did you not have moments of Maya where you forgot who He was?
Yes, there were moments of Maya. But believe me, He has saved me. He has saved me, He has taken away the Maya. For example, once, Vice Chancellor, Bangalore University, there was one gentleman who was not believing in Swami, who was speaking against Swami and all that. He came to Vrindavan. And Swami was in the hall there, that his bungalow. They were doing a little kind of, some kind of noise, etc. outside the compound, outside compound.
Like slogan shouting or something?
So, some slogans, etc.
I see.
Then, I was there. Swami was there only, Swami never went out. But Swami tells in my hearing, I went and I saw nothing, they need not be bothered. I said, how? Swami is here, Swami is telling not a fact. That was my maya. When I joined the college, after the exam is started, I took a question paper and told Swami, Swami, the students will find this problem difficult, this problem easy and all that. After the exam was over, students came, Swami calls all the students and while talking he tells, you did not do this, you would not have done this problem. This problem was difficult. That was easy, he tells. I was there. And he tells, I know everything, man.
Even without you telling me.
No. That is my faith. I told, whatever I told Swami is repeating.
I see, okay.
And he is telling that he knows everything. How does he know?
Oh, I see.
Such things you must be able to stand. The only thing you just are, how would you be able to do that means true faith in Swami and Swami's divinity.
Did Swami at any point in time, sir, give you instructions on how to deal with students, for example? Did you ever have to perform an unpleasant task because it was Baba's command?
Number of times. Not once. That was my job. The moment I went to the hostel, they would say, oh, Nanyunda has come. He is going to give us...
blasters. They say the students like to use the word blasters.
They will be talking. They will be ready. And I had to do that.
What did Swami tell you to do? Be very firm?
Be very firm and point out that particular person. That person has committed this mistake. He is this mistake. He should be thrown out. Tell. Once, I came from Vrindavan. There was four people. We call them staircase boys. In Swami's bungalow, they will be carrying messages to Swami. They will be, whatever Swami wants, they will be getting wet and etc. Four were there. I came, and once I come to Parthi, people start telling, Swami is going, Nanyunda is taking. Now if I come, it seems Swami will come with, that is how Swami built up my kind of image, etc. I went up, Swami, we talked a certain thing, then he said, go and blast them. They are not at all sincere, they are not at all doing the work properly, they are not at all, they will be always talking, they will be disobeying Swami, whatever Swami wants them to do, they are not doing, tell them. I had to go. And I told them that you are not doing things properly. One fellow asks me, one of them, name is Ravi Shankar, Radha Krishna's brother. Sir, tell us where we have gone wrong.
Mm-hmm.
One place where we have gone wrong, you are telling so many things. Mm-hmm. I don't have anything to say.
Swami didn't feed you that information.
No, he would not. See, he wants me to be not accepted by them. To face that inconvenience and still do the job.
That was your test too.
Yes, the Professor Kasturi translated Swami's discourse.
That's true.
In Mandir.
Mm-hmm.
I happened to come from Vrindavan. When I was sitting there, Swami was in the... So I was in the first row. From this door we went and we were in the first row. The talk was over, Swami's discourse was over, Swami went up and Swami asked Kasturi and myself to follow him. We followed. Kasturi was doing Pada Seva. And Swami asked me, Nanjundaya, how was Kasturi's translation? And Swami heard his head, instructing me that I should say it was not good. He shook his head.
Gave you a sign.
Sign. And a very clear sign for that matter. Uh-huh. And for me, Swami was God, nothing doing. Whatever he says, do it.
Okay.
I said, it was not good, Swami. The translation was not good, Swami. Professor Kasturi, he is a demigod, such a mature, sweet person. He told, akkadakkada bagunledu kani mottam poyina bagunindi. He says, here and there it was not good, but overall it was good. He gives a certificate which is like a chain. There is a great bigger child. The bigger child, the Swami tells me, ఏం మంచిందయ్యా కస్తూరి ఇట్లా చెప్తున్నాడు అక్కడక్కడ బాగుండలేదు కానీ మొత్తం పైన బాగుందని మీ అభిప్రాయం ఏమి వాట్ మంచిందయ్యా కస్తూరి టెల్స్ దట్ హియర్ అండ్ దేర్ ఇట్ వాజ్ నాట్ గుడ్ బట్ ఓవరాల్ ఇట్ వాజ్ గుడ్ వాట్ ఈస్ యువర్ ఒపీనియన్
అండ్ దెన్ హి నాట్
అగైన్ హి గివ్స్ మీ అ సిగ్నల్
సే ఇట్ వాజ్
నాట్ గుడ్
ఓకే
దెన్ ఐ సెడ్ ఇట్ వాజ్ ఓవరాల్ ఆల్సో ఇట్ వాజ్ నాట్ గుడ్ స్వామి.
Were you uncomfortable saying all this in presence of Professor Kasturi?
No such thing, because...
So what Swami said, that's it.
Whatever Swami says, that's it. In fact, there is no need for that. I could have put it in such a way that it need not be so hurting, but still it could be. But that was it. I am telling the way that I have evolved. I am Swami... stayed there for 2-3 minutes. The hawa, the weather, the atmosphere became very hot. He got up. We'll go, he said, and he went into the room. He got down. Kasturi in front, me back. But I never shared with Professor Kasturi. This is what the instruction of Swami was. If Swami wills that he should mistake me, let him mistake me.
And I'm sure Professor Kasturi had the maturity to know what a prankster Swami was.
That came clear after 7 years. We happened to attend a function in hostel. After the function was over, after Swami went away, Narasimhurthy was the warden, took us to his warden's room. He gave us some drinks or something like that. At that time, Professor Kasturi was sharing with us all the practical jokes of Swami. And then I mentioned to him, sir, this is what happened then. I know Nanjundaya, I know. Don't I know Swami?
Yeah, that's what I thought. He would have guessed if Swami was behind.
Right.
Why would anybody be so brazen and forthright in and so negative right in his presence? He would have known. He had been long enough with
right,
Swami to know.
You're right, Karna.
Yeah. Another person may not have. An uninitiated person would have left Swami because they got offended by the comment. But somebody like Professor Kasturi knew way better.
Correct. Very true. No doubt about it.
Sounds so interesting, my God.
So, what I'm telling is, this kind of tests,
they help you to see through Maya.
Once I went to Swami Vrindavan from here, we had in his dining room that evening snacks. After we had myself and Swami, only two of us were there. Then after that was over...
May I ask what sort of snacks you had?
I think some muruku.
And coffee?
And coffee.
Okay, muruku and coffee.
Coffee.
It's an Indian savory.
Yes.
Spices.
Sometimes bonda.
Bonda, okay.
And rava bonda.
Like a fritter.
Halu bonda.
Uh-huh.
Something or vada. Something like that, some light only. We call it light.
The deep fried. Yes.
So, then what happened? Swami finished. Then Kana Jogarao came. He asked the boys to give him, serve him also. So it was served. Then Swami told Jogarao, "Even Jogarao, Nanjundaya cheptunadu, akkada Hanuman kartundi, anta sariga pani jarugutundadata." He told Jogarao, "What Jogarao, Nanjundaya is telling me, work is not going on smoothly at the place where the construction of Hanuman statue is going on."
And you had no such prior conversation?
Nothing. That's what I'm telling
you. Use your name.
Nothing.
were you awkward? Did you feel awkward?
Of course. Very awkward. But no such showing off. That is where his love for me, his faith in me was so great. So great. Unbelievable, more like a confident he would be teaching me, treating me. Once one of the students who was a warden here went away, and when he went away, he She called morning, I came. She called me into the interview room and he said that fellow has gone away. Let him go away. Whatever happens, happens by the will of Swami and it's all for good. You don't be worried. He said, I didn't have any time to react. He said, come on, we'll go out. We came out. Once there is that buggy or that kind of car-like thing in which Swami will be sitting, you know.
Like a convertible?
Not car actually, but a
carriage.
Carriage, exactly. Yes, carriage. Mm-hmm. Swami was going around giving darshan. Swami came to the place where I was sitting, near the mandir, and he asked me to sit with him. I didn't understand how could I go and sit with Swami. So I was waiting. Swami said second time or third time, I do not know. Mr. Chakravarti got annoyed with my kind of non-response. Hey, go on, Anjum, Swami is calling you and you are sitting here, go. I went and I sat. Then we went and out.
So you also gave darshan with Swami in the carriage.
And halfway through, Swami said, I want to go to Prasanthalam. That was the time when he was speaking like that.
But you were already in Prasanthalam.
That's exactly. He was speaking, I want to go to Vrindavan when he is in Vrindavan.
Okay.
He will go for a ride halfway through and he will say return.
Mm.
This kind of thing was going on.
Mm.
And people had their own understanding, their own interpretations and all that.
Yeah.
Treating sometimes physically and all that. So, I was, he looked at me and said, I want to go to Prasanthalam. I very mildly said, Swami, this is Prasanthalam. And then it moved a little. No, I want to go to Prasanthalam. I kept quiet. Still he moved a little. Where is Prasanthalam? He asked me. Very mildly, timidly, I said, Swami, wherever Swami is, that is Prasanthalam. He said. Then we came back to our place from where I boarded. I got up. I said.
That was a smart answer, politically correct also.
Smart, I don't think that well thought out, etc. It's all he surprised.
Okay. I just have to backtrack and ask you, when you're having like a meal with Swami, when you used to have either a snack, did you say Brahmarpanam before eating?
No.
Because he was sitting right in front of you.
But we close our eyes and say just, we should not make a big fuss there.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll have it.
I see. Just curious to know, okay. Because I've had one meal as a student with Swami, but that the whole dining hall chanted Brahmarpanam in front of Swami, but I didn't know what it's like in private.
In private, once there were some students who brought some eatables from the hostel for Swami's consumption. And then he said, I'll be taking now. You do one thing. Whenever you are taking your meals, if you remember me and offer it to me, it will come to me. I mean, these things, it's very difficult to imagine God telling like that.
So simple, huh?
And Swami was conducting this thread ceremony of one of our students, Anupak Changakoti, very favorite student. And at that time Swami said, Chodra, look here, I say, don't say that you don't have time. You take bath, no? Are you sure that you will take bath? He made a joke. Yes. At that time, when you pour water on your head, chant Gayatri once and say that mother is here and pour water. Like that, three times. To this extent, you will do concession.
So simplified.
Simplifying. But the thing is, sometimes we simplify without authority to simplify. But for his, it is not so. His word is law. His word is law. These things one has to see and experience rather than merely reading books, because our mind has got a wonderful way of deceiving us. It says, yes, you agree, you accept, you believe, but you don't believe. And these things also happen. And fear, see, when I join, I'll give one or two things. Evening, how to Swami began giving me attention, paying attention and all that, but still fear was there. How to remove that fear?
Right.
Out of the way, he goes and starts dialogue with me. For example, one evening, we were coming. After darshan, from the college, that side gate, we were coming inside the Swami's compound. And Swami said, where is Habbu?
The principal sir of the high secondary school?
At that time, he was a history teacher in that college.
Okay.
He was not principal at that time.
Okay.
He was a teacher who had joined just then.
In the Whitefield College?
Whitefield College, 74, 75, 73, he joined with me.
Sir, okay.
So, I just said, Swami has gone to city. Habbu Manchodkara, Habbu, is he a good person? Yes, Swami is a good person. Habbu Kabbu Kada, Habbu is Kabbu.
Kabbu meaning?
Kabbu in Kannada means sugar cane.
Okay.
Habbu Kabbu Kada?
Huh?
I said, yes, Swami. Why? I said, the sugar cane is sweet, Swami is also a nice person, therefore he likes sweet. Then he said, Kabbu, Kabburam Kaval Kada? Sugar cane should become iron. It is not a thing which will happen. But there is further clarification which will come. Now, Swami says, God is a very powerful magnet, they say. They are not attracted me at all. I am not attracted by Swami, they say. How? For the iron filing, if it is pure, the magnet can attract it. If there is dust and rust, however powerful the magnet is, it cannot attract. When you are having lust, anger and such other weaknesses, God doesn't look attractive. You know? Yes, Swami. Now I know, Swami. And this went on for some time. Like this. One day, he said, are you thirsty? Thirst, huh? He did not say full thirst. Are you thirsty? Thirst, huh? I couldn't hear after twice or thrice. I said, yes, Swami, what do you mean by, why are you thirsty? He asked me. I don't know, Swami, what you have said also I could not hear. But I didn't want to cause you inconvenience, therefore I said. And he said, that day, when you have thirst for God, that is Thursday. Thursday is defined by Swami.
Oh, as the day.
As Thursday.
Oh,
Thursday is Thursday.
When you're thirsty for God.
You need not wait for an auspicious Thursday to start. You have thirst for God. So, go on telling me that. Once I asked Swami, Swami, when you are going, you go a few places and come back. Do you know everything all the time? Or you come to know whenever you want to know about anything specific, you come to know of it.
Right, good question.
Because that is, there is a reason for it. He talks to one person.
Right.
Goes a little distance. Comes back. Asks him, do you want Vibhuti? He says yes. Swami creates and gives. So in my understanding, Swami has come to know within this distance of covering.
But the follow-up question.
So whether he has that eligibility to get qualification to get grace. This was what Swami said. Puru anni telusu. I know always all the things. I know always all this. Every word is uttered by him. Not imagination.
He knows everything at all times.
Everything all the time I know. But I'm playing a lot of dramas. Don't fall a prey to it.
That's something to remember and learn from.
Yes.
People try to use their limited understanding and rationality to dissect an avatar's life.
Yes.
It's very, very impossible to ever achieve that.
That is where, see, you know you are, we simply say there was one person here, that person was occupying a very high position. The moment reference to Swami comes, surrender, surrender, surrender. I have surrendered, everyone has surrendered, that's what you would think. He did not get a maid servant. He left and he went away.
Surrender had some terms and conditions apply. Maid servant was one of them.
No.
The contract of surrender had a lot of terms and conditions. Some, oh my God.
See, this is the type of people that we are.
Yeah.
The different grades may be there. See, you say we have faith. Faith in Swami is just equal to faith in His word. This faith cannot be 50%, 80%, 90%. Either there is faith or no faith.
So, sir, I think at this point in time, we can maybe perhaps pause here and continue this conversation with the next session that we have planned tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much.
Very much.
It is some kind of joy welling up. And when we say that Swami is madhuram, sweet,
yes, sir,
that sweetness will have to be experienced, not merely in frame, in His kindness, in His compassion, in His patience, in His forgiveness. He forgives us. So sweet, so sweet, so sweet. Madhuram, madhuram, sarvam madhuram.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Ma.
Sairam,
dear listeners, welcome to Morning Glory, coming to you live from Prashanthi Nilayam, India, on February the 19th, 2015. The time in the ashram right now is 56 minutes past 10 a.m. Indian Standard Time. You just heard part 2 of our 6-part Tryst with Divinity interview with Professor M. Nanjundaya. Today he elucidated on the veil of Maya that Bhagwan Baba used as a teaching tool at times, and he gave us some rare and exclusive insights on his relationship with the avatar. We eagerly await your response and feedback to this conversation by email at listener@radiosai.org. And now, as I sign off, I have an important message for you and possibly some music till Professor G. Venkatraman signs in live with his team. Till we meet next week, loving Sai Rams to all our brothers and sisters the world over from all of us at Team Radio Sai in Prashanthi Nilayam. Jai Sai Ram. The 90th year of Bhagwan Baba's divine advent is here. What are you planning to offer at His lotus feet? How about a gift wrapped in red? If you wish to partner with the Sai Healthcare to save a precious life, please take the time to donate blood at the Sri Satya Sai Super Specialty Hospital whenever you are visiting Puttaparthi. The blood bank is open Monday through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. Every single day, patients undergo life-saving procedures here, and a pint of blood can make all the difference. Let's build a favorable blood inventory. If you're a healthy adult, please donate. For more information, please visit psg.sssihms.org.in. Blood, it's in you to give. Please donate. Sai Ram.
Tune in to Sai.
Spend the day with Sai. From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m.
on Radio Sai's Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Stay tuned.
Gaana Lola Gopala.
Jai Jai Jai.